item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 1913, Jeremy W. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I have, after we deferred this a couple times, and I'm very appreciative of the comments that were made during the deferral period by the fellow commissioners. I used what I thought were your cares and your comments to put together a motion, and I'm not going to bury the lead. The motion that I put together, Mr. Chairman, is that a recommendation of approval for this. I would like to say that during the course of this application, the public hearing, that we had a lot of interest from the public. We had a petition, lengthy petition, with 150 or more signatures. I'd like for the public to know, speaking for myself and for the rest of the commissioners, that everyone that voiced an opinion or took the time to sign this petition, that their cares and concerns were duly noted by this commission, and that I feel that we, as the members of the commission, have those same concerns that the people that signed the petition have, that we have concerns about noise, we have concerns about odor, well contamination, buffers, days and hours of operation. And in referring back to the minutes of those cares and concerns, really, other than the days and hours of operation and a limiting of the type of material that would be accepted by this site, based on a recommendation going forward, which we now know the county council has to act on, that it's a Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control has a whole other layer of permitting that will determine the success or failure of this if even my motion is seconded and forwarded. I think a preference would have been to have had some of those concerns and realities defined by DNREC, but they said that they would not act on this and spend time on this application, not knowing whether it would move forward at the county level. So I'd like to let the people of knowing what I thought. Mr. Johnson made an excellent point, and it was backed up by Mr. Lank as to what, you know, if a higher and best use of this property were to go into the residential housing that this property would support. A lot of housing, we would lose open space that way. The facility has gotten an endorsement. The proposed facility has gotten an endorsement from the State Department of Agriculture, which considers forest and forest products as an agricultural use, which is permitted. You know, this is an AR1 zoning, and I think, gentlemen, when I read this motion, that we as a commission, if it's seconded and forwarded to county council, have done what we can do. We do not have influence over the traffic or the area roadways. No matter what happens, that pothole that's at the end of White Neck Road by Millville Pet Center is going to be there until someone fixes that pothole, whether this facility is there or not. And I visited the site several times. The last time I walked the site, and I really got a good feel for walking it, the isolation of the 17 acres out of the 37 acres. I felt like I was in the hole of the donut. And actually, while I was out there, and this didn't craft my final decision, but I saw some residents of the area that weren't able to make the public hearing, and that was all the deer and the fox that were out there in that area. And I thought, you know, we're going to be creating an open space area if the applicant goes forward and is successful at
Mr. Smith,
at the higher level.
You did not discuss this application with the deer or the fox, did you? Because that would disqualify you from the.
I did not. I noted.
I'm relieved to hear that.
I noted their presence though, okay. And you know, is that something that when when the development issues come in and people say, you know, what's going to happen to the displacement of the animals, you know, where are they going to go? And this, as Mr. Johnson had said, and backed up by Mr. Lang, this property is probably going to be searching for a higher and best use, and if it doesn't go with this, it's got to turn to some other use. It could be residential. And with that said, gentlemen, unless you have any comments, I'd like to read the motion that I've put together. Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1913, I move that we recommend approval of the applicant conditional use 1913 for Jeremy W. Smith for a yard waste and composting facility based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Them being the land is zoned AR1 and this use is consistent with the agricultural purposes of the district. It also promotes the goals of the conservation element of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The proposed use will not adversely affect traffic or area roadways. The composting facility will benefit the citizens and the environment of Sussex County by recycling yard waste, tree trimmings, and other materials so that there will be a reduction of materials ultimately going to the landfills. Fourthly, this application serves as a public, semi-public use of the property. This use will be limited to organic yard waste and not poultry waste or other more objectionable materials. It will also be the subject of DNREC permitting and regulations. This recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions, and them being: A, the use shall be limited to an organic yard waste composting facility only. No poultry manure, sludge, or other agricultural solid or liquid waste shall be accepted at the site. No lumber, stumps, or construction waste shall be accepted at the site. The use shall comply with all DNREC and Sussex Conservation District requirements and permits necessary for the organic yard waste composting facility. The applicant shall install a 20-foot landscape buffer between the roadway and the common boundary between the site and lots numbers 12 through number 18 of the Squirrels Run development. The buffer area shall comply with the requirements for buffers as set forth in section 99-5 of the Sussex County Code. The buffer area shall be shown on the final site plan. D, as offered by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot buffer along the rear of the site. E, sales, composting, and processing hours shall be limited to 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. F, there shall be no composting, grinding, processing, or mulch storage operations within 300 feet of any neighboring property line. The area set aside for the composting, grinding, and processing shall be shown on the proposed final site plan. The area set aside for any mulch storage shall be shown on that final site plan, and processed mulch shall be stored in bins as shown also on the final site plan. Any deliveries to the site shall be limited to the hours of operation, which are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, with no Sunday hours. Additionally, the site shall be gated at the entrance along White's Neck Road so that after-hours deliveries or dumping do not occur. Water shall be available to control dust as well as fire prevention within the site. J, the site shall have one non-illuminated on-premises sign, which is not to exceed 32 square feet per side. K, any security lighting shall not shine on neighboring roadways or properties. And lastly, Mr. Chairman, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1913, Jeremy W. Smith, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain from that because I wasn't.
Okay, the motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining. Our next item.